From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama has sought to reassure the American people after a difficult week of violence. As VOA's Jeff Swicord reports, the president rejected the notion that the country is deeply divided by this week's police-involved shootings in Louisiana and Minnesota, and a sniper attack against police in Dallas, Texas.
Speaking in Warsaw, where he took part in a summit of NATO leaders, the president said America is not divided, as some suggest.
The demented individual who carried out those attacks in Dallas, he's no more representative of African Americans than the shooter in Charleston was representative of white Americans, or the shooter in Orlando or San Bernardino were representative of Muslim Americans.
After the shootings this week, there was outrage by both black and white Americans and support for both the slain police officers and the civilian victims in Louisiana and Minnesota. President Obama told the assembled media in Warsaw he plans to hold a White House meeting next week with police officials and civil rights leaders to talk about how to bring the country together and move forward. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Obama pledged long-term U.S. support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for the NATO alliance and Europe. The president reaffirmed what he called the U.S. commitment to the defense of Europe and to the transatlantic relationship. Mr. Obama also called on Britain and the European Union not to harden their stances as Britain begins the process of exiting the EU. Also, alliance leaders pledged to continue training Afghan security forces into 2017 and provide nearly $1 billion each to support Afghan forces through 2020. This is VOA News.